Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, you beautiful sunshine. Welcome to day 318 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. This is the final episode of the Mindfulness Week, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed creating it. I put a lot of effort into it. I really hope it wasn't off-putting for some of y'all, and I know that this was a long time to spend on one topic, but I just couldn't fit it into one episode. And it didn't feel right to make it an extended episode, so here we are. But we made it. And I genuinely do hope that some of it stood out to you and can help you in your own journey, however that may look. Because this is meant to be a gentle process. So be kind to yourself throughout the entirety of it. And be kind to me too. If it was a little too much for you, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help. Damn it. But honestly, I just wanted to remind you that meditation is not about clearing your mind. It's about observing it. It's not about having no thoughts or ideas or feelings. It's about learning to sit with the ones that you do have and allowing them to flow through you, just like your breath. It's about remembering you are safe in big feelings because, like everything, it's fleeting. It's about not clinging. It's not about changing who you are. It's about getting comfortable with the fact that you are always changing. And this process is meant to help you become more conscious with yourself. The sound of your inner voice and the presence of your thoughts have become so automatic that it's easy to lose sight of them completely. So, by challenging yourself to sit with them and get comfortable with what is really happening internally on a daily basis can really help us notice when our minds are running just to run, or if they're actually serving a higher purpose for us. Mindfulness and meditation can provide us with valuable time to just listen and be present with no pressure to do shit else for anyone else. And in a demanding world and society, we should all welcome that opportunity to find and learn how to establish peace. Remember, though, this is not a time to ruminate and dwell if you can help it. If you do get caught in a cycle of thinking, that's fine. It is bound to happen. I have definitely planned some grocery lists and absolutely written some emails in my head during my meditation practice. But every time as soon as I notice that I'm doing it, I will try to redirect back into my body and my breath and just let those thoughts float away for a future me to deal with. And I have definitely gotten caught in the trap of using that 15 minutes a day to nap or distract myself from myself. But that's also not the point of the practice. The point is just to observe our thoughts and get comfortable allowing them to exist in our mind and recognizing that we have no obligation to engage or interact with any of them. I am free to be free of all of my clinging, even to the voice inside of me that is seemingly me. This is a time to sit in our feelings and not avoid them. So don't use meditation as a way to spiritually bypass those hard things. The hard things are the human experience, just like the good things, and they need to be dealt with in full. Feelings are meant for feeling. Meditation can help keep you feeling safe through the process of feeling to remind you that it won't last forever. And you'll not only survive, but you're going to feel 1,000 times better once you allow those feelings to just happen instead of resisting or clinging to the fear of them. And like everything, meditation and mindfulness practice will not be for everyone. It's not meant to be a solution for all of your ailments, and it may not even work for you at all. You may end up hating it and hating me after all of this. And I will never push anyone towards anything that ends up being detrimental to their well-being. The point of this is to increase your well-being, and that's it. So commit and only do as much as feels good and appropriate to you. And only you can know what your limits are. Consciousness is a beautiful gift and adaptation of the human brain. And if we can learn to hone it, it can really become a superpower. And we can learn to better trust ourselves and understand our intuition and become more fulfilled and honest and peaceful human beings. By connecting with ourselves consciously, we are far more apt to connect with the collective consciousness, and that's where real change is made. So if you got nothing else from this series, just know you've got you, and that will never change. And I'll meet you back here tomorrow with a standard episode while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.